When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Report 2, Checkpoint Osiris. Note, this is an ongoing investigation. All agents reviewing this case should begin with Report 1, Violet Liu. In accordance with regulation, a brief summary follows.
This is the Starship Iris. We had a catastrophic shuttle failure, cause unknown, and, I'm the only survivor. Oh my god, robot voice, now is not the-
Living, breathing human being here. Kay Grisham, I sat in your row. Hi. Put the ship on autopilot to our coordinates, cut the Atmo reg. You've got enough residual air and heat to get you into the cryo chamber. We pick you up, you turn in the samples to our station.
I'm not the best scientist out there. I'm not even the best scientist out there named Violet Liu.
Well, you're the Violet Liu I want to meet. And not just because you're about to owe me a drink.
You're not the captain of the Philadelphia. Your name isn't Kay. You didn't fight in the war.
Yes, I have an agenda. At present, that agenda is to keep you from dying.
And then?
Get in the chamber. Find out.
Our audio resumes approximately 6 days after the previous transmission. Transmission 2, begin.
The Captivity Diary of Violet Liu. Entry 1. Upon request, I've been given a small audio device which I intend to use to record my experiences as a prisoner aboard this as yet unidentified ship. Definitely not military, human, or Dwarnian. It looks like it was built out of scraps. Is that a submarine door? I'm sitting in some kind of central room, I think. Smaller than any room in the Iris. 6 doors visible, jerry-rigged with what look like standard keypad setups. Not sure where they lead. Chairs, a table. This may be a mess hall? Quiet in here, though. Mostly empty. Let's try to pretend that's a good sign. I've been told that nobody else will be listening to these recordings. However, this is coming from the same person who first lied to me about her name, posed as a government captain and war hero, gained my trust, and then manipulated me into abandoning my samples and thus rendering my team's entire mission totally in vain. So expectations remain low.
Ship's log. First mate Arkady Patel. Right now, I am sitting literally 5 feet away as Violet Liu pretends to record an audio diary about me, in what may be the single most passive-aggressive move I've ever seen. Just what's going on with this chick? Is this what they teach kids at fancy regime-approved schools? Given we popped her out of cryo 10 minutes ago, can we excuse this as a side effect of brain thaw? When is she gonna remember we saved her goddamn life? Does she realize the voice recorder's not even on right now?
Then what's this green light?
Oh, hey, are we back on speaking terms? Ah, no, we're just glaring sullenly. Gotcha. You know, hero's pretty subjective, but the war part of that wasn't a lie, if we're keeping score. Also, you can lose the captivity diary thing. We didn't... You're not a prisoner.
Right. In that case, can I go?
We are floating in a freezing vacuum full of very pointy space debris, days from anything beginning to resemble solid ground. You want to go take a stroll through the crushing void of space? Great! Let me go pop open the airlock for you.
If your goal is to build trust...
It's not.
If your goal is to get me to complain a little less, maybe don't joke about throwing me into a dark, cold, endless waste.
You want a blanket or something?
What?
You were a human popsicle for 6 days. Do you want a blanket?
I don't care. You said you were going to answer my questions.
Sure, but by then you already knew I was a liar, so that one's on you, sweetheart. Here.
Don't come near me!
Okay. I am gonna put this blanket on the ground, and then I'll just... back away, hands up, like you're robbing me. Look, I wasn't kidding about the no torture part. We're not savages. We're not pirates. When the rest of the crew gets back...
Where are they now?
Looting your ship. Scrapping it for parts. Frying the remains to destroy any evidence. Look, we're not pirates. I never said we were totally above board.
You're...
Smugglers. We're smugglers. That's not a secret. You're bound to put that together anyway from all of the, you know, smuggling.
Why aren't you out there scrapping the ship with them?
Tripathi's the most qualified. Jeter volunteered first. Somebody needed to keep an eye on you, and Krej is the one flying this thing.
Krej is your pilot?
Yeah.
And Tripathi's your...
Captain. Before that, she was a mechanic.
And your first mate?
Yep. You look skeptical.
You're just, very armed.
What? Oh. Well, you know, on a small ship, it's a job with a lot of facets.
And Jeter?
I'll be honest, I don't really know what Jeter does all day. It's unclear to me what we pay him for. Hey, Jeter.
Captain, need you, Arcady. I can watch our new friend for a bit. We're trying to leech the fuel, but the Iris keeps giving us the runaround.
And your advanced study of linguistics didn't prove helpful? Just a sec. Let me scoop my jaw off the floor.
Hey, Arcady. How'd you get my blanket?
Well, later.
If you want your blanket back...
Nah, that's what I get for leaving it out. Hey, Brian Jeter. Ship translator and cook, kind of? I just want to apologize for Arcady's general way of being.
Violet Liu. Are you the good cop?
Man, if there's one thing we are not, it's cops. Well, there's a lot of things we're not, but cops is high on that list.
You're... smugglers.
It pays the bills, you know. Hey, so when Arcady hacked the Iris' personnel files, she saw you went to Harmony? Class of 87, right?
85.
Oof, your first year was the Purge. Freaky, right? Watching them arrest half the faculty?
It was a... They had a duty to...
Ah, you've never been allowed to call it what it was. That's fair. So you... One sec. Brian Jeter to Arcady Patel. Hey, quick question.
Brian, I'm busy.
When Violet came out of cryo, did you sweep her for bugs?
No, Brian, because I am an utter novice with no idea what I'm doing and the trusting brain of a child. Yes, I swept her. Obviously.
Nothing on deck that could be transmitting back to our pals?
No live mics right now, except the secure one on your collar. She wanted to make an audio captivity thing, so I gave her the battery to the coffee maker and told her it was a recording device. But other than that, nothing.
She can hear you.
Don't care. Arcady out.
Did kind of wonder why you were clutching that battery. So, you knew Alvy?
No.
Alvy Connors? Probably went by Al if he could help it. He was an engineer.
Al Connors.
Yeah, he was your nav man on the Iris, right? Look, it's not a coincidence we found your ship. We were looking for it. For him.
For Connors?
He sent me this very weird transmission 2 weeks ago.
You're asking me to believe he was in contact with your ship?
Well, he and I tended bar together on Rydell one summer. Kept in touch after, helped each other out when we could.
Connors did favors for smugglers?
Connors did favors for his friends. Nothing illegal.
It's illegal to provide aid to criminals.
Okay, a little illegal.
Why are you sharing this with me? If you're telling the truth, you have every reason to think I killed your friend.
What?
Everybody on that mission died but me.
Nah, if you were some slick professional assassin, you would have found a way to trigger that explosion in the jump pod without also damaging your ship and coming so close to dying yourself. And you never would have let Arcady trick you the way she did.
Yeah, that was a rookie move.
I figure either you're on the level or you're a brilliant secret agent who's like dead set on infiltrating our tiny operation in the most chancy, convoluted way you could think of for like, I don't know, maybe a dare or something?
But you asked if I was transmitting.
Well, the intergalactic regime has a history of bugging people without their knowledge or consent. Fun little hobby of theirs.
Republic.
What?
You said regime, you mean republic?
Yeah, I really don't.
It's the largest human government in the universe. You can't change the name just because you don't like it.
Well, they don't get to change the basic meaning of words just because they got sick of being called a military coup.
There were extenuating circumstances. We were fighting aliens.
Dude, look me in the eye and tell me you really think that's all it was about. I'm not actually angry at you, man. I just don't think you believe what you're saying.
You know, I have no reason to trust you either.
Yeah, I get that.
So you're saying Kay, Arcady, lied to me because you thought the IGR could be spying on me? You knew Connors was dead by that point. Why even get involved?
Well, beyond the fact that saving your life kind of felt like the right thing to do, we were hoping we could learn more about whatever happened with the Iris.
Jeter.
Yeah, Katie?
Ask Lewis.
Ask her yourself, dude. She can still hear you. Besides, I thought you two had kind of a fun rapport.
Quit being an ass. We don't have time. Lou, what are the odds you know how to shut down your ship's failsafes?
The what's?
The failsafes, Violet. It's a security measure built into the system.
I don't know. You conned me into resetting the password. That didn't get you in?
No, you need deeper clearance to screw with the
authorization code. Not accepted.
It's hard to override once the sequence starts.
Would you like to try again?
I don't know. Why would I have any clearance at all? I'm a biologist.
We only have your word on that. Your word. And some personnel files that are not that hard to fake.
I don't...
Arcady, dude, she doesn't know. Find another way.
Yeah. Arcady out.
Should we be worried?
Not yet. I don't think.
Then when?
Trust me, it'll be pretty apparent.
Is this ship even safe to be on?
Why? Oh, because of the whole Frankenship thing? Trust me, the rumor looks a lot better from the outside. Besides, the Iris was state-of-the-art, so, you know, that's no guarantee. Yeah, you're newish to life in vacuum, right? Everything's high stakes, man, all the time, to the point where it kind of equalizes back out and you learn not to get so worked up about things. Like that old saying.
It's not a crisis until you're actively on fire?
I mean, that works.
Before, were you trying to imply that what happened on the Iris wasn't an accident?
Connors knew something was up 2 weeks ago.
Is that what his transmission said?
Hard to tell exactly what he was trying to say, but it's gotta mean something because it's very odd.
How?
Do you want to hear it? Is that going to be weird for you?
It's fine.
Okay, let me just...
Jeter, my man, my pal, what is up? No doubt this message will be unexpected. Get in line. Surprise assignment, a short vacation from the lab. Safe to say I'm living large. Of course, the mission's secret, but exotic locales, limited work, it seems almost designed for me. We're passing near your neighborhood, Sector 284325. The schedule's gonna eliminate any chance of a reunion, tragically. You'll miss us by days. We'll be there in 2 weeks. But maybe next time, yeah? The boss man's pissed, but wrong or right, I am enjoying a break. The violet nebulas, the dark, quiet skies. thought I might find it a little creepier, something, but damn, right? Sometimes you gotta enjoy the ride. So, in 1 or 2 days, we will be soaring as she flies through Checkpoint Osiris, Rydell style. Well, everyone knows goodbye is bad luck in space, so... later, friend.
Wow. That... I'll admit that does sound like him.
Yeah, it's not an imposter or anything. But do you notice how his eyes keep moving back and forth as he talks? Like, he's nervous or...
reading something? Yeah, but are you seriously suggesting someone pulled a gun on him and forced him to send you that?
I don't know, man. Rydell style, that's a joke we had. Although it doesn't really make sense here. And he knew we weren't heading anywhere near that part of space.
He probably just forgot or wasn't paying attention.
That wasn't Connor's.
Look, he was your friend and... not to speak ill of the dead, but that was absolutely Connor's. He seemed nice. He was the only person on the ship who made an effort to be friendly to me. But he was scattered. Checked out. And... maybe the laziest person I've ever met.
Did you know him at all before the mission?
I didn't know any of them before the mission. It was last minute for me, too.
That guy loved his work. The summer we met, he was writing this program on the side. He'd pull a double at the bar and then go write code for 6 hours just to wind down. It was ridiculous. Made us all look bad. But man, you couldn't hate him for it. Work ethic like you wouldn't believe.
People change.
Checkpoint Osiris doesn't exist. I searched every map I could find. I don't know. It's freaky hearing him. The voice is right, but the cadence, the syntax is just off. There's no way he wasn't trying to tell us something. I mean, he gives us coordinates and a date, talking like we're gonna pass each other when he knew my ship was on the other damn side of space. We were on our way to try to intercept you when... yeah... guess you guys ran ahead of schedule.
The checkpoint thing.
There's this story about Osiris. In Egyptian mythology, he was a god, right? So his evil brother chops him up, and then his wife's got to go around, gather the pieces, stick them back together. Seemed like a warning, maybe? Or, come find us? Or... passing through a gate that doesn't exist, like death?
Yeah. I figured it was a math joke.
What?
Checkpoint Osiris. There were plans, but it never got built. Some kind of local unrest or... anyway, it fell through. It wasn't something you talked about, but... that's why the route in that region goes straight from 09 to 011. I lived near O11 for a few years. People whispered about it there a little. I could see a programmer joking about it. When is 10 an imaginary number? You know, something like that.
Osiris was number 10?
It would have been.
Huh.
What?
Rydell style, the joke was management was really stingy with mixed drinks, how much liquor you could put in. So we started saying Rydell style to mean the same but minus an ounce, or like... the same but one less? Like, a bike Rydell style is a unicycle, so Osiris Rydell style...
Checkpoint 9.
Wait, I think I know what we need to do.
Liu.
Arcady, we're kind of busy right now.
Violet Liu, if there is the slightest chance you have any clue how to bypass the failsafe...
I already told you.
Yeah, but your safety's on the line here, too. We are working on a countdown now, and I do mean a countdown.
What? No, it's a science vessel. No way would it have those protocols.
Yeah, well, tell that to your science vessel.
Termination sequence commencing in 5 minutes.
So, is the Iris going to self-destruct?
Unless Liu's got something to share with us.
I don't know. I've been conscious for half an hour, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. I don't understand what Connors was trying to do, and I have no idea why they built war protocols into my ship. This is just not the sort of thing we're told, okay? I don't know.
Well, shit. Plan B?
Plan B is being generous, but yeah. Captain Sapathi to all crew? Guys, it's hard to spin this in a positive way. In about 4.5 minutes, the Iris is gonna explode.
Now, we are currently tethered to the Iris, and Arcady senses cutting the tether might also trip the failsafe. No way to know. Arcady senses also that it's still our best course of action. Detaching doesn't set the Iris off. We want to be as far from that ship as we can when it does blow, so time is of the essence. If there's no objections, we're gonna untether. Nobody? Violet, you get a say too. This really is all our lives in the balance.
No objections.
Good. Brian, let me and Arcady back in. Violet, you too. We could use an extra pair of hands.
This way. Come on.
Kreg, are you listening?
Captain Tripathi.
Kreg, how do you feel about outrunning an explosion?
I'd file it under lifelong dream.
That's what we like to hear. All right, power to full and stay ready. The second we are safely back in, I'll give you the signal. Brian, Violet, you guys almost in place?
Almost. This way. So the thing with Alvi's code?
Brian, no offense, but is this the time?
Point taken. All right, Captain, we're here. Violet, you know how to work the airlock? Those three buttons, okay? I'm gonna help him get back in. Those three buttons!
All right, we're here. Violet, now!
Come on, here, up. You okay, Captain? Yeah, thumbs up. Arcady?
I'm fine, Jeter. Let's move.
Crewman Jeter, Captain Tripathi. Everybody in?
Remotely cutting the tether.
Disconnecting in.
Kreg, get ready to live the dream.
Six. Strap in, have cats and moon doggies.
What?
It's cool. Kreg is the best.
Is this really... Whoa! How best feels?
Anybody else and we'd be hot mash right now.
Folks, I want to apologize for the turbulence. We are currently fleeing that smoke cloud at downright unsafe speeds through a debris field, that is, taking some damn impressive stunts on my end. Gonna advise that you all make your way to the nearest secure spot.
Aren't there supposed to be emergency harnesses down here?
Captain, you took them apart to make that hammock in the mess hall. For morale.
In retrospect, that was a poor call.
If conditions persist, you might want to take a sec and pray. Deity of your choice, I figure cover as much ground as we can. And if conditions get much worse, I'm gonna need Crewman Jeter up here pronto for a little good luck kiss. Can't hurt, right? In the meantime, I advise you to remember that the closer we are to danger, the more clearly we can hear the elemental thrum of our own vitality. In this moment, we are living. Kids, you are going to want to hold on to something.
Crash, dude, it is... kind of hard to navigate the hallways right now.
Okay, we just... need to get to the end of this hall. There's a safety... safety railing we can brace against. It should hold our weight.
Who designed this thing?
I did, but point taken. All right, count of three, we run as hard as we can for the railing. One, two, three! Ha, everyone secure?
We're good, Captain.
Kreg, how are we looking?
We are not in the clear just yet. Danger, I feel you, but I will not bow. Fear, I taste you, but I will not relent. Mortality, I see you, but I will not follow. Yeah! Eat it, mortality! Eat it with sauce! Woo!
Jeter, make them stop.
I can't. It's cultural.
Kreg, how's our rear view?
No cloud in sight. That exploding varmint has been left to make a meal of our dust.
Not to put too fine a point on this, but is it safe for you to... slow down a little?
Yeah. Actually, we can start to... Everyone hold tight while I decelerate and... Ha! Maneuver around. Was that a chunk of space station?
Nobody can see it but you. We're nowhere near the screens. We're just outside the airlock.
Why would you... Fellas, there aren't any safety harnesses back there. Captain Tripathi used them for...
Yep, we covered this.
Well, in your defense, Captain, it was a pretty good hammock. Not great, but...
How's everyone feeling?
Pretty sure I died for a moment, but here we are.
Feels like this does put another check in the column for something weird going on.
Oh.
It's okay. It's over, Liu. You can open your eyes.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would you rig a science vessel to explode?
God, it's almost like the so-called Republic isn't to be trusted. Imagine. Just imagine.
Look, I don't know everything Connors was involved in, but I know they had no reason to go after me.
None? Perfect little lapdog of the regime? They've got a lot of rules. You've never broken any of them?
Nothing worth all this. Do you know how much money and resources it takes to mount even a small expedition? That's a lot of trouble for a death trap.
I hate to say it, but we are talking about a regime that won a war because it was willing to accept collateral damage. No offense, but just because they had no reason to target you doesn't mean they wouldn't write you off as a loss.
No, of course that occurred to me, but...
It occurred to you? And you're standing here defending them?
I'm not defending them. I'm saying it doesn't make sense. I can acknowledge the Republic isn't ideal in all respects without automatically siding with a bunch of criminals.
Arcady, you told her we're just smugglers, right?
Why do you all keep saying that like it's comforting?
We break the law. We don't go around killing people as a matter of course. Unlike your less-than-ideal alleged Republic.
Arcady, stand down.
Sanaa.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I am telling you to stand down. Listen, we'll do a full debrief later. In the meantime, Brian, I want to thank you for hauling me back in here. You might have saved my life.
Hey, don't mention it.
Kreg, I feel like anyone watching our flight path from the outside would have seen a true work of art.
You're right. I am incredible.
Seriously, do you know how few pilots could have pulled that off?
Very few. Incredible. Going off comms for a spell, I'll be in the cockpit if anyone wants to join me for a drink. Or if crewman Jeter wants to join me for a congratulatory kiss.
Dude.
Kreg out.
Arcady, as always, when the chips are down, there is nobody else I'd rather have on my side. I am proud to know you.
What if we maybe skip the feelings corner this time?
Hey, don't make me start a group sing-along.
Ugh.
Violet Liu, good to finally meet you. I'm Sanaa Tripathi, captain of the Rumor. How long have you been out of cryo?
I'm not sure. Less than an hour?
Well, hey. Would you like a cup?
Sorry, what?
A cup of...
Oh my god, sorry. Sorry, just... After everything that's happened, you're seriously, you're standing there in a spacesuit offering me tea.
Oh, I meant a cup of moonshine. We brewed in the engine room. It's gruesome. But I thought the day you've been having, maybe you could use a nip of something.
What time is it?
On this ship? 1:30.
It's only 1:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah, but... Space-time relativity sort of brings new meaning to it's 5:00 somewhere. Arcady, you want to join us? You and I can get out of these suits and dump our stuff, meet back up with Kreg, and... Hey, where'd Brian go?
Jeter? Pretty sure he's, congratulating. Liu, seriously, you can let go of the railing.
I'm just thinking about the physics of what we just did.
There's better ways to get a headache. Oh, before I forget, we retrieved a bunch of stuff from the ship, including what I assume are your extra clothes, in case you were worried what you were going to do on laundry day.
Gonna go ahead and admit that had not yet occurred to me. Is brain thought... Is that an actual thing?
Aren't you a biologist?
I didn't specialize in the freezing and unfreezing of human brains.
Well, brain thought is a thing. I told you it was a thing.
Yes, and then in basically the same breath, you called yourself a liar, so... Great, now I can't tell if it's really happening or just a combination of adrenaline shock and confirmation bias.
Either way, I'm sure it'd do you good to take a moment. Get off your feet. Right, Arcady?
Guess that depends how much Liu really wants the opinion of some evil criminal smuggler.
To be honest, I think I would like that drink.
Lovely. You know, we could probably scare up a kettle if you want tea.
No, thank you, Captain. Moonshine sounds just fine.
Violet, I appreciate your can-do attitude. Now, if we can scrounge cups... Oh, hey, Brian.
We need to talk.
Great. We're just organizing a little group bonding. You're welcome to join us.
No, I mean, I found the key to Alvi's code just before we lost the Iris, and now I've got his message. His real message.
That quickly?
Guy wasn't exactly a cryptographer. It was easy once I knew what I was doing.
What does it mean?
Why don't you tell me?
Brian, what the hell?
Violet Liu, I think you owe us an explanation.
End of transmission 2. We have verified the identity of Violet Liu, referred to elsewhere in these files as Cindy Chu. We have also verified the identity of Arkady Patel, a.k.a. Kay Grisham, a.k.a. Ishani Kanetkar. She is a known con artist, a registered subversive, and a suspected army deserter. Too many other crimes to detail here. See attached file. No documentation yet found on Brian Jeter. Independently verified by Agent Oliva that Alvin Connors worked at several establishments on Rydell Station in the summer of 87, chiefly at a bar known as Jamie Price's. Following the collapse of Rydell in early 89, few employee records have survived. Sanatrapati is a name associated with the uprising on Crestwind Landing, in conjunction with possible alias Rukmani Desai. No documentation yet found for Krej. For the sake of clarity and consistent spelling, they will sometimes be referred to as Brittany Lefevre. This report has been transcribed by Ensign Best. If you need to review a written version, please access procyonpodcasts.com. That's procyonpodcasts.com. This is Agent Park, codename Apollo, thanking you for reviewing this report. Additional thanks to Agent Cross, Agent Bauman, Agent Gleason, Agent Finnegan, and the specialists at Procyon for their assistance. The Starship Iris case is currently classified as Priority 6. Due to the involvement of the criminal known as Arkady Patel, it is strongly recommended that this is revisited. Thank you. Long live the Republic.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.